Cosmic Mind. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
And joining us right now at PMPNetwork.com is Judge Maybelline Ephraim. She is the judge from Divorce Court, which is syndicated around the country in Boston. It plays at 1 and 1:30 on Fox Channel 25, but it's all over the country. Check your local listings. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the show. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. You landed yourself on TV.
Yeah, can you believe that?
You know, this year is the year of the court shows.
It appears that way. This is second season for me, and it's the first season for about five other new court shows.
We've talked to a few of them, and there's just a ton of court shows. You know some of them are going to shake out.
Only one Divorce Court, only one Judge Maybelline.
That's right, yeah. This is a, you know, Divorce Court, for me anyway, I'm a married guy. I've never been divorced, but I've seen the remnants of it from a lot of my friends, and it's one of the saddest things that there is when you get divorced and the kids are involved and all this kind of stuff. It must be kind of tough for you emotionally to be doing this.
At times, it's very tough for me emotionally. I can't wear my emotions, however, on the bench and wear them every day. But, yes, I'm a very sensitive person, and at times my emotion shows through on the bench. It happened recently. It was a very emotional case for me when one of the persons was sick. I believe it was the husband, and the wife was going blind, and the wife was saying that she didn't want to be bothered, and she thought he was just faking, and she was asking for a divorce and leaving him, and I thought that was rather insensitive of her. And it struck a chord with me because my father had a stroke when I was in the 7th or 8th grade, I believe, and was sick for 23 years, and my mother stayed there with him and never complained and did her job. And to find that people are ready to walk out on a marriage when there is, illness, it's kind of a sensitive subject with me.
Don't you find that people are walking out of marriages? Years ago, when we were kids, when it was a Leave It to Beaver world, people didn't get divorced. I mean, they hung around together. They try to work it out. Nowadays, at the first sign of strife, they want to get out of there.
Well, I think there is something to be said for both. Years ago, the Beaver world, and I grew up in the Leave It to Beaver world, people were getting divorced. People stayed in marriages, however, longer and put up with more. But there was a lot of mental abuse and domestic violence, physical abuse. There were a number of things going on. I think people stuck it out more because for us, the Leave It to Beaver children, most of the women were not working, or if they were, they weren't making the kind of income that was equal to the man's income. And they felt that they could not raise a family without a man being around. And the laws were different with respect to divorce. I think now people are leaving marriages more quickly because of a lack of commitment and a lack of morality and spirituality in our society. I think people are just uncommitted, and they are part of the microwave society that wants things my way and want it done quickly, and I want it now. And I think that just reflects the mood of the nation in terms of commitment levels. People leave jobs faster. People move from homes faster. We used to stay in a home 20, 30 years. They move from homes faster. It's the mobility that's requiring it. And I think there's a shortage of men. So since the women outnumber the men about 7-1 in our society, men are feeling, I have to put up with that. Since there's a shortage of men, women are saying, I'll be the other woman. I will be the mistress, and putting up with all kinds of madness. So I think that's what leads to breakdown in marriages. And then women are feeling more secure and not staying in bad relationships as long as they used to. You find that over and over and over, people would stay together 20, 30 years, but as soon as the kids got to be adults, they would get divorced and you ask them, and they say, well, I was waiting for my children to grow up.
Now, you mentioned just now mistresses. What, as a judge, when you're on the court and you hear about a spouse cheating, whether it's a man or woman or both, does it give you a little bit of a cringe?
Yes, it does. That creates, that's also one of the issues that's sensitive to me. I am a divorcee, and the reason for my divorce was adultery on my husband's part, among other things, but that was the main cause, was his cheating ways that over the years, and mine was a 23-year marriage, what I'm saying, putting up with it longer, trying to stay in the relationship, because I believe that that marriage was something for life. It bothers me. I mean, I don't let that affect me personally on the bench, because I know that adultery does not impact or has no bearing on division of property, because it's not one of the factors we consider as judges in dividing the property. But it is kind of sad to see that people are not taking their marriage vows seriously. When you see all the diseases out here, and then when you think about how divorce impacts the children, and they're getting in and out of, on divorce courts, you see them in and out of marriages, and before we can finish, before they can divorce in one marriage, they in another relationship they got, the woman is pregnant, or the father, the husband already has another child by another woman. And I think it's just, first of all, I think it's disrespect for yourself and your own body, and I also think that it's totally inconsiderate and selfish, because you're just satisfying and gratifying your own biological desires, needs, and wants, whereas you're not considering the impact on the birth of a child, or if the child is already born, the effect that it was going to it's going to have on the child in terms of divorce. So I think it's horrible.
One of the things you just mentioned, children, is one of my pet peeves. And
that's my pet peeve, too.
When parents use these kids as ping pong balls and power pieces, instead of realizing they're human beings, really gets me angry. It must really get you quite buzzed.
Yeah, if you watch the show, you see that it gets my, you know, that one sends me up a bit. When there's absolutely total disregard for the life welfare of the children. Yes, that's one of my pet peeves. That's one of the things that really kind of ruffles my feathers.
As an African-American woman on television, I assume that you are somewhat of a role model for many people.
Well, I should hope that I'm a role model not only for African-American women and men, but I think I'm a role model for the nation. Divorce court deals with everybody, and the issues presented in divorce court are not racially sensitive. They cut across every race, every creed, every nationality, every economic strata. The emotional pain and hurt from divorce is not categorized or limited to any particular race or any particular sex or any particular economic status. Divorce is painful, no matter who you are. And I think I would like to think that I'm a role model for the nation, first of all, for being fair, for being honest as a judge. Secondly, for trying to uphold a standard in terms of marriage and what it's all about, and to turn our attitudes around in terms of what marriage is, and trying to be a voice for the children and to protect the children. So,
have there been any cases that you've had that, well, first of all, before I even discuss that, real quickly, why would people decide to go on TV and air this such a personal problem as divorce rather than settle in a court somewhere else?
Well, you know, when you settle it in court, the courts are open to the public, so you still are hearing it. Of course, it's not the same media as television, but I don't know exactly why. I can only tell you what some of the litigants have said to us is, I come on television because I don't want any other woman who might meet this man, one of the litigants said, to think that he's a charming, loving, sweet person. I want him to know what a dog he is. I think people are also want to be discovered. I mean, to be honest, I think people like being in the limelight. I think also at divorce court, we offer them the opportunity to be heard frequently in the courts of law because they are so overcrowded. The only voice you hear is the attorney, and the litigants don't ever get a chance to get heard. And then divorce court is what we call I can't even think of the word. I'm so tired this morning, I guess. No-fault divorces.
Right.
So you don't get a chance to talk about what happened and why I'm leaving and what he did, because in most states, nobody cares. We allow them the opportunity to express that hurt and that pain and to care, because I do care. I think those are all of the reasons why they come on. But, of course, we're kind of voyeur society, and I think people want to be seen and want to be heard and want to be discovered. They want their moment of fame. For some of them, I'm sure there are all types of motives. And, frankly, whatever the motive is, I appreciate the fact that they're willing to come on. I have to be honest about it. I have a job.
The show is called The Divorce Court, Judge Maybelline F. Ephraim, and it's our second year of the show.
Second year, yes.
It's available right now on 1 o'clock and 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox TV in Boston, and available all over the country. So check your local listings and check out Divorce Court. It is a one-of-a-kind type of show. It's the only show out on TV dealing with divorces.
I call it dealing with marriages, not just the divorce itself, but marriages. I think it will help some of the people that are married. It will help save some marriages. I think people who are thinking about marrying and may be thinking about it for the wrong reasons and may not have really carefully looked at and examined the person that they're about to marry, may rethink it.
Have you had any cases where the people who are coming before you to divorce have rethought it? And
oh, yes, I have. Yeah. We've had three to reconcile.
See, that must be very rewarding for you.
It's rewarding if the people are happy about it and they believe that that's what they should do. If they want to give it a try, yes, that is very rewarding.
Well, Judge, I appreciate you talking to us so early in the morning, Judge Maybelline Ephraim from Divorce Court. And good luck with the series. Hope it lasts some more, many more years for you.
All right. Thank you so much, and same to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.